Hello, my name is Milt Jones. I want to welcome you to Fresh Steps for You, where our goal each time is to give people the first steps to take in living this brand new lifestyle in Christ Jesus. Now, man, the last time we was talking about the six things that God hates. And one of the biggest things that God hates is when we sow discord among the brethren. And when we're sowing discord means that we're sowing division, our strifes, our contentions. And he hates a proud look, lying tongues, hands to shed innocent blood, hearts that are manufacturing wicked thoughts, and feet that are swift to run into evil, and people who are false witnesses and are breathing lies even when it's under oath. But man, today we're going to talk about, what does it mean to have the fear of the Lord? Now, I know when I was growing up in church, I used to hear the fear of the Lord. I mean, I used to think that that meant that God was sitting up in heaven with a mallet and he was just waiting on me to mess up so he can smash me with that mallet to try to teach me something. In fact, people used to say, you better be good or God's going to get you. But man, when I found out, when I got born again for real, I found out that what the fear of the Lord is not what people were saying at all. In fact, I found in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13, it actually tells you what the fear of the Lord is. And it says this, it says, and I'm reading out of the Passion Translation, it says this, it says, wisdom pours into you when you begin to hate every form of evil in your life. He says, for that's what worship and fearing God is all about. So then you would discover that your pompous pride and perverse speech are the very ways of wickedness that I hate. So he's saying this, he says, if you really want to understand the simplest form to understand, what does it mean to operate in the fear of God? It means to have a reverential fear and awe of God to the point that you hate what he hates and you love what he loves. He hates sin, but he loves the sinner. He hates when things go vile, when you violate his word, but he still loves you. Why does he hate when you violate his word, are you all forms of evil? Because he knows that evil or that sin will separate you from having fellowship with him, and just like it did with Adam and Eve all the way back in the garden. God loves the people, but he does hate all form of evil. And if you're going to operate in the fear of the Lord, you're going to love what God loves, you're going to hate what God hates, but one thing you're never going to do is you're never going to hate people. My name is Milt Jones. I want to thank you for joining us here at Fresh Steps for You, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.